Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm okay. This is Elaine, and I've got to go on mute. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. You have a good day, and listen in and enjoy. And if you miss something, if you miss some calls, you want to listen to them, they're on lifestylesupport.org.
Thank you so much for doing that. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it makes it so I can listen to them, too. So it's just something that I do to be selfish for myself, and as long as other people can listen to them, hopefully it helps them.
Well, it does. I'm looking forward to going in and listening.
If you have any questions or if you want to make comments, send me an email with some notes on them about the particular call so we can have a little bit of a review on them. That'd be even better.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. This is Char.
Good morning.
I did try and call you with the ingredients on that salad, two or three times, and then it got off my list when I was doing it. So, have you got a pencil or are you driving?
I can still
do what you said, but I just got a dead line. I didn't get anything.
Oh, well, that's because I probably hit the one time that I know you called. I answered by accident, so I screwed up.
No, I called a couple of other times later.
Why don't you just read the ingredients now if you've got them?
Okay, I've got them. It's real quick. 2 cups of cut wheatgrass, 1 banana, 2 cups of blueberries, 2 cups of water, and 1 peach. I didn't have peach, so I did apricots the first time, and the second time I didn't have any more blueberries, so I did raspberries and peaches, and they both, all three of them came out really good, so my grandkids liked it. The one I did last night I was excited about, but Denny would not even touch it, so I won't even bother to give you that one, because obviously our taste buds are enough different, but usually we agree on different levels, but he goes, well, I know it had too much lime in it. It was a chowder. They called it a chowder. But I thought it was good, but it was really tart. Unless you like things really tart, I would cut the lime. I put lime because I didn't. It called for lime. That's right. I put what it called for was a whole lime peeled. I wouldn't put more than a quarter of a lime because it was puckery. If you want it, I can give it to you. Are we still connected? Am I connected to anybody?
Yeah, you are. I just was on mute, and then I hit the wrong button, so it took me this long to get on.
Okay.
Yeah, might as well give it to us since you got us teased now.
Okay, it's 1 cup of wheatgrass again, 2 stalks of, or 1 cup this time, 2 stalks of celery, 1/2 an avocado, 1 lime peeled, and I would cut that to 1/4 to start with, like I said, and then 2 cups of water, 1 hot pepper optional, and I could never do that in this household, so I cut 1 tiny thin slice, and it was still real peppery, I mean real, a lot with the wheatgrass, okay, so whatever you want, that's an optional one, and then there's one last one that's cream of wheatgrass. And that's 2 cups fresh-cut wheatgrass, 1 banana, 1 mango, 1 cup of strawberries, 1 sprig of fresh mint, which is optional, which I would use that, and 2 cups of water. Those each make 1.5 quarts, so you can adjust the amounts accordingly. The middle one that says called, that I gave you, the chowder, it says sprinkle with fresh sprouts or seaweed. That's the only one that shows a topping on it. But anyway, I will try that other one again for myself in just a smaller quantity and see if I like it better. It was, it was different. more different than the first one. So anyway, that's the last one. First one we like a lot. I've made that several times with adjustments of fruit. And one thing I've been doing is always using a frozen banana because it then makes it colder at this time of the year. I can tolerate it really cold in the morning when it's warm out. So the frozen bananas, I get a lot of overripe bananas, and I can just throw them in the freezer, and they're very convenient to pull.
Nancy, it's arrived.
Substitutes for part of the ice cubes. Is Jeannie on? She must have gone to the fair early. Maybe she even gave me a message to ask if we would fill in for her this morning.
Is she still in California?
Yes, she is. She finishes out this week.
Mm.
So that could definitely be it. Or maybe they had to restock supplies too, so. So how are you doing, Nancy?
Fine, except for the heat.
Except for the heat, how hot is it?
In the 90s, and the humidity is way up.
Yeah, our humidity, I checked that because I was thinking about New York and where we'd been, and the humidity was in the 50% to 89%, and ours here runs about 23%,
yep.
And late at night it gets up to the low 40s.
Yep. Well, the dew point is my barometer, and it's been like 75. I went out to get the paper a couple hours ago. There's no air out there, absolutely none. You can't breathe.
Yeah, no, I don't do well with that. I love this. I mean, I don't need it this hot because we're in the 90s today, but it's like 91.
Uh-huh.
And that's the highest, and then it starts down again into the 80s, 70s. So, no, I'm a happy camper to be here. This is
mm-hmm.
Once in a while we get up to 100, but it's very, very unusual.
It's not. Is it just you and me on?
I don't know who else is on. Who else is on? I came in just about 2 or 3 minutes late. Anybody else with us? Steve was with us, but I'm sure he's on the run.
Hmm.
He was asking for the wheatgrass recipes that I didn't get to him, and so I gave him.
You didn't happen to watch the doctor yesterday, did you?
No, I haven't gotten onto the TV at all. I'm still in a major mode here of getting gardening and readjusting, and I'm praying for an Indian summer, of course. Oh, dear. And just clean, you know, just clean up. And now that, since I've been away, I can see things in a different light that
yeah.
I don't. Like, so we're doing, you know, some minor remodeling and things like that, and Denny's really into helping me lay out the garden shed, and I'm really excited about that. So, greenhouse and garden shed now.
A friend of mine had sent me pictures last week of, I think he labeled something about a different garden, and it was a fence with pails hanging from it and plants in the pails. And I thought, that's different. And so I sent him back an email and said, we had, before we had space for a garden here, the first year we had some pots with tomatoes and it didn't work. And, you know, I think they do better in the ground. But little did I know, this was his garden. And I think he probably, inside the fence was probably his garden and he's just trying these on the outside. But he also was using a fine mesh, and what did he call it, over the plants, as I mentioned, you know, by putting it up high, it just makes it more accessible to the deer. And he said that it's called a fine plastic mesh for the garden. And he got it at Walmart, and he said that helps keep out anyone you don't want in there.
I had that over the blueberries, and it kept the birds out because they'd get their feet tangled, and they didn't like it, and then they'd like it out. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does work good. But, you know, my experience with the pots,
when they're big enough, they work absolutely great. The half barrels work wonderful for tomatoes. Mm-hmm. So I've two or three plants that I'm putting right close to the back door in the big half, wine barrel.
Right.
And Denny divides them on wheels so they roll.
That's good.
And so that makes it nice because you can clean around them a little bit better. And I can also roll them into the solarium. If it's, if they're still loaded with tomatoes, then we're going to get, a frost or something. So different things.
Well, I remember the first year we had gone to work, and I think maybe there were half a dozen tomatoes on two or three plants. That's it. Came home, and there were two, so somebody found them. not fun.
Yeah, no, mine were, I picked until they, I like the yellow, they're larger than a cherry tomato, the variety, at least I had a couple of years, and I didn't find those seeds, so I didn't get those started, but the small yellow tomatoes, they're so sweet, they taste like a true fruit. And the big ones too. You said
the red grape ones and the big ones, of course.
Oh, yeah, and then they have the big gold ones too, which are the same way. They have a different, I think, a different flavor than a regular tomato.
I'm sure.
And my grandkids will pick them and just eat them by the handful. So
wow.
That's the reason of having them by the back door. So they love those, and so. And, maybe part of it's just that they're different. Who knows? Anybody else with us that would like to say hi? What's the date today? The 8th, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought.
Well, if there's nobody else on, I think I'm going to cut out and take a shower. We're taking the kids to lunch today, and then Marty has CT, so.
Well, have a good day, and Marty's doing fine?
He's doing all right.
Okay.
He's not willing to give up the walker during the day and at night, and he just doesn't feel confident in walking with just the cane, or certainly not by himself.
Well, I'd much rather seem certain than taking a spill and doing an injury.
God, yes.
What do they say for full mend on that? 6 months?
Certainly should be total weight. He was total weight during the day of surgery. But he is petrified of going back to that pain in the other leg. And that, until he balances out the pressure on both legs and builds the muscles back up, I guess that's the whole thing.
Yeah, and the use of that and so forth and so on, it would vary. I think they said on my hernia that the healing, I think they were just applying kind of an average procedure thing, but, and with bones it would be totally different. But, they gave me something like 6 months, it would be 80% of 80% back to normal. And a year, it would be as much as it was going to get.
Well, he has his next follow-up, and I don't know whether it's the last one or not, 6 weeks after the first one. So it would be 12 weeks, although he couldn't get in, so it's going to be 13.
And that was, mine was just, of course, on muscle and,
right.
Repair, so.
Sure.
Oh, I don't know.
Interesting, I heard him telling somebody on the phone, the last surgery, they took something out, this time they put something in. And I think that was a shock for him to see on an x-ray what's in there.
Yeah, I don't want to have to do it on the other side, but is he planning to do the other side too?
Well, originally, when we saw the doc pre-op, he said that his bones had not changed, his joints had not changed much since the last x-ray 2.5 years before. And he probably would never need the other side. This time when we saw him after 6 weeks, and I mentioned, that he's desperate his pain is and he's worried about da-da-da. He said, you've got stenosis, and we don't know whether it's the pain's coming from the back or that hip, and you might have to have more surgery, so who knows? I know.
What a fun thought.
I know.
At all. Keep him in our prayers because.
Well, he's doing a lot better than he was 9 weeks ago, for sure. And he's in the habit of not standing up straight anyway. And he's in the habit of when he was walking, you know, putting more pressure on the, quote, good leg. So I'm at the point now where I have relinquished total 100% care. I'm not doing it anymore. He's on his own. I don't get his vitamins out anymore, and I think he stopped taking them, which is real smart. I'm out of it.
I know. You get to those kinds.
He's not recording this.
Yep. Well, he probably is. Yeah. But I think he's going to go in and listen to it. So it'll only reinforce with other women when they go through things, if that's the case. So, and you know, spouses. I mean, it can be both sides. It doesn't have to be.
Sure. Well, it was funny because there was on Dr. Oz's site the other day. There was a test that you could take to test the age of your joints. And I thought, let's see what he has to say to me. Well, my wrist joints are, I think, an age of a 36-year-old, which I have no problems with my wrist. And they lumped knee and hip together.
They lumped what?
Knees and hips together.
Oh, knees and hips together, okay.
Yeah, with the question. And my knees and hips are those of a 78-year-old.
Oh, dear.
And it's not surprising. And so when I told Marty last night, dinner, he said, so you can have your knees done. I said, yeah, I guess I'll have to stay in rehab for 6 weeks. I could just see him taking care of me.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. What, was that on Real Age?
Yes.
Do you remember what date?
I did not delete it because there were exercises to do for the knees, and one of them I have to go back and look it again, but
okay.
I'm not sure. They said never, when you get up or sit down, when you're getting up, don't have your knees in front, ahead of your ankles. And I, you know, one of the Tai Chi things was to get them up. And, you know, who knows if this caused more damage? I don't know. I bet.
Yeah, no. In our exercises, all the exercises I had to do, they would. They just were really definite. The therapist there at the hospital, when I was doing those special ones. That was
Parkview, you mean?
Huh?
Where?
Here in Portland when I went in for the special therapy.
Oh, okay.
When Parkview had ordered that for me.
Okay.
And that was one of the things they really, really focused on the exercise was that I could not ever get my knee in front of my ankle.
Yeah, well, there were a lot of, you know, they had a list of exercises to do, one of which is, just, and I remember doing this when I did PT, is walking up one step and then back down and walking and doing for both legs. Steps sometimes, and depending on the day, can be hard for me. But I remember after I saw my new doc 4 or 5 weeks ago when he called me at 7:15 in the morning with my blood work results and my x-ray results. He said, you know, he was shocked at how good the blood work was. He said, however, he said, your knees, I wish I could tell you something better. He said, your knees are really shot. And he said that like a half a dozen times.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I dislocated my left knee after I turned 40. And so that I knew coming down the pike eventually that creates arthritis.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know that feeling. I popped a kneecap out, but you know, it's probably not nearly as severe as dealing with the actual joint. But I've always figured that was a slight weakness. I don't want to
admit. I know. So.
But yeah, if you could shoot me that, or just put a forward on it when you
I will.
I would appreciate that. That'd
okay. Be. I'll make myself a note. It may not be today because we're leaving, and I don't know whether I'll get up there or not when I get home.
Yeah. Well, have a good one, and if somebody gives me an answer on here, since I have no way of checking to see who's on there, I'm going to head out for the smoothie and the garden real quick here in just a little bit.
Well, stay cool.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
I'll try tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, guys, this is Char Rock.
Nancy has left the conference.
It's supposed to be advanced lifestyle call, and I don't know, everybody's as busy as everybody else here, sounds like. If you're listening, if you just give me a hey, yay, I'll...
stay with you and try and be of some assistance or make life maybe interesting. I don't know how you feel about all this, but anyway, if you just say hi, then I know somebody's there and I'm not talking to myself. I don't need to do that. I do enough of that anyway. Sometimes it's embarrassing. I utter something out loud in the store. Oh, dear. It's a gorgeous day. Here in the Northwest. Anybody else are? I know it would be time that you would be, so... Maybe people had trouble getting in. I don't know what it could have been.
Hi, Star. This is Elaine in Kansas.
Hi, Elaine.
And I'm on mute most of the morning, but I just want to say hi to you, and it's good to hear your voice.
Oh, well, it's good to hear yours, and I can hear little ones, and I full well understand that, and I'm not trying to push anybody, but I just...
I think they're okay right now. We have a tent made with a sheet and chairs, so that keeps them busy, and they go in there.
What's their ages?
I have a set of twins. They're 2.5, and then a boy and a girl, and then a little boy who's 18 months. So that's who's here this morning, and this afternoon, 4 o'clock probably, I'll have 2 granddaughters coming.
Wow, so you're full-time child care.
Yes, yes. During the summer, it's a little bit different, too. Everybody's schedule changes. And
sure.
So.
Now, are these all grandchildren?
No, just the 2 that are coming at 4 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Wow.
Well, anyway.
How old are they?
3.5 years and 3.5 months.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So I'm just happy they live close enough that we get to see them and they can stay overnight. And so
I know that feeling. I feel exactly the same way. I never, ever, ever resented. In fact, I used to think about other moms that were stressed and in, you know, different circumstances than I was. So I'm not judging by any means, but I used to hear say, if I could just get some help with this, or if I could, I can't take the kids any longer. And oh yeah, I got irritated sometimes at them, but you know, I never remember ever saying I've had it. You know, I can't do this, or I'm on overload with these kids because, you know, they're just too much to handle. So, yeah, I'm with you there, very much so. And that's the way I feel about the grandchildren, too. Maybe they come in once in a while and they need some discipline. But, you know, at my house, which I'm given the right to do that, you know, I love every minute of it. So,
Right. How many grandchildren do you have?
We're at 9 right now, and we've got another one coming from Ethiopia. Vance just went in. Vance and Stacy went in yesterday, day before maybe, and had to do the fingerprinting, which is part of the process at the police station. And they'll be going to Ethiopia to pick up their 3rd daughter.
Oh, my. How exciting.
First one's biological, she's almost 12, and second one is Chinese, and she's 8, and then Addison will be somewhere, we're thinking between 7 and 10 months old by the time they get her. They've got the picture of her, and she's a beautiful little big brown-eyed gal. I can't wait. We are all so excited. I guess maybe because we've already been through this just once, because there's only one adoption in our family so far. But the one that is adopted is just a blessing.
you know, right along with all the other grandchildren, but just a blessing because you know what she's gone through and how fortunate she is to have a good home and parents that, you know, love her the way they do, so.
Oh, I know. There are two girls, and I think they are from Ethiopia, that are here in Mount Ridge, and also once in a while I watch a little boy who is from Guatemala, and lives here in Mound Ridge too. So you know, it's understandable, you know, just how the world is now.
More than what they call for, and I can get that in, and it still works fine. I've never had my voters logged down on any of them, and so I look at how much I can put in there, and I rinse that amount because the cashews do not need to be rinsed. And you should still be able to find a good price. I don't know how much it varies for times of the year on raw cashews. There are a couple places you can order from. One's Azure, A-Z-U-R-E, Standard, and they will mail them.
Okay.
In Oregon. They also do delivery, but I don't think they're into, well, they might be into Kansas. Let me grab my book and just look here real quick. Because it's sitting right here. They're doing deliveries in almost half the country now by truck into certain cities. And let me look at my map and see if there happens to be one. That's a good source, and I was finding them for under $3 a pound, which is phenomenal compared to where you would buy them normally for what you would get them for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to go to the index because I'm not finding the map here as quickly as I wanted. But anyway, whatever, however you can get them. Just to get, oh, yeah, they've got El Dorado, Fort Scott, Independence, Topeka, Manhattan, Wichita.
Hmm.
Aren't you close to Wichita?
Yeah, about 35 miles.
Okay, what you can do, they have just like once or twice a month delivery probably in that area. And they have points that usually somebody is, obviously somebody is ordering and you can tag on to their order and you can just phone it in. There's no shipping charges or freight on it normally. And their pricing is the best I've found yet on everything that I use that's plant-based, like all my grains, seeds, all that kind of stuff. So if you've got that kind of access, you know, maybe once every whatever month or something like that, if you found a good enough deal on some of the things, you'd want to do that. Your minimum order when you phone in, they just put it on a credit card, and is, I think, still $50. And then it's all packaged. It's not like a regular co-op where they've got to do handling. Usually they don't charge you anything. We give the guy $5 towards his electric bill because sometimes I have refrigerated stuff, and he's willing to hold it for me until I get there to pick it up, you know, and so on.
Sure.
So, The other way is if you've got a big order and you're within 3 miles of the freeway, they'll actually drop. So if you had other families that wanted to go in with you on it, and I think that's about a $500 order now, they'll just stop and meet whoever is going to pick it up, either alongside the freeway or if there's an address that's within 3 miles of the freeway, they'll drop it at that address. So you can go to their website, which is A-Z-U-R-E. And then the word standard.
Okay.
.com.
Okay, got it.
And anyway, you might find it interesting. They got about a 300-page catalog. So if you get in trouble, let me give you the phone number, too. It's 541-467-2230.
2230. Okay, thanks.
Yeah. And they are wonderful, absolutely wonderful to deal with. We've dealt with them over the phone for several years now, or a few years, probably 3 or 4 years. And then we stopped there on our way across the country, and that was that just backed up our experience of working with them. They have their own land that they raise a lot of the crops on. And so they do biblical. They let it rest 1 out of 7 years. They don't put anything on it.
as far as buying things, and they're real, and the catalog is real easy to look at for what's organic and what's not organic, because organic is all in bold print. Just great, and they have a catalog that are a listing that comes out every 2 months that are the specials for those 2 months. Either they're new items they're bringing in, they want to draw to your attention, or there are things they might be closing out or might be changing or might just have access to an oversupply on it. So, and they also have fresh produce. Now, I don't know for the different areas how much they do of shipping that, because the trucks that they use are refrigerated, so everything is in good shape when it gets to you. They pride themselves in that. So they go over, above, and beyond as far as I'm concerned.
Goodness. That makes me think, around Labor Day or so, we'll be getting our shipment of fruit from Biffle Farms there in Boring, Oregon.
Really?
Yeah, the United Methodist Women in Heston have this as a fundraiser, and they take the orders, and, I mean, we give our orders to them, and then all this fruit comes on the refrigerated semi, stops in Heston, and I don't know where all else, and we get our fruit. We get king cherries, they're pitted and frozen. And, I mean, you can just take them out of the refrigerator, freezer, and eat them like candy. And then all these fruits, strawberries and peaches and different kinds of berries, and they have jam, too. But we just always look forward to ordering fruit from Oregon.
Well, maybe some of that same group would be interested in doing the other with you.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, because if they've got that kind of an interest, they're already in that mode, and, you know, it doesn't have to be every month. They don't put you down to a calendar. You could do it every other or every third month or whatever if you didn't have, But on your staples, it's really nice to know that your beans that you're using are all organic and they're priced good. I mean, you can get a pound or you can get 25 pounds, and, of course, the bigger quantities are lower.
Sure. Oh, well, I'm glad to know this.
Let me know how you like it if you get a chance to do something with it.
Okay, I will.
So anything else come to mind, or is that as much as I can do for you today?
I don't think of anything else right now. Did somebody else come on the line?
I think they did. Come to think of it, I did hear a beep.
Maybe they're on mute like I was.
I came on just to check things.
Oh, okay, Steve. Well, we're at our time limit of 40 minutes. We still haven't got it whittled down to 30 like we've been trying here. But anyway, I just want to be of help to whoever I can be. So I'm going to say goodbye, and it was great talking with you, Elaine. I don't know what happened to the rest of the crew, but that's okay. Everybody's on the run. We know that. So.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Star.
You're certainly welcome. Have a great day and enjoy those young kids.
I will. You have a great day, too.
You. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Bye, Steve.